We're back. We have Jan Lundberg in the studio. Jan, how are you doing tonight? You want to tell Santa Cruz about sustainable networks you have and all your eco-rock music, and hope to play some music and hear you.
Thank you, Coral Reef. And speaking of oceanic things like reef, it was great to go sailing with you on Sunday on the Lady Washington, the tall ship.
That was a lot of fun. Oh, I love that.
Oh, indeed. And the mission was the Sail Transport Network was doing outreach. We gave our little flag, known as the Burgee, to the captain. And we spread the word on our attempts to supplant polluting bunker fuel, oil, cargo, and transportation with renewable energy, clean, peaceful sailing. So, folks, check out www.sailtransportnetwork.org.
Yeah. That ship that we were on, that was a schooner, was about 100 feet and 100 feet.
No, not quite. No. It was a brigantine schooner, and has square sails, top sails. And this is a very traditional vessel from over 200 years ago, but this replica was built in 1789 in the town of Aberdeen on the coast of Washington State. Runs this operation for educational purposes and pleasure as well. Speaking of music, some of it is devoted to the sea and the ecosystem in general. And some of those songs can be found on our website, culturechange.org, going to the DePavers Eco Rock section.
Yeah, and we'll remind everyone later. And so how long have you been doing lots of this kind of work? What do I want to say?
Well, started in UCLA with People's Lobby. And I sort of put it aside while I worked for the oil industry and utilities and government for a 14-year career. And I decided to get back to Mother Earth. And I started a nonprofit institute called Fossil Fuels Policy Action in 1988. This became the Sustainable Energy Institute. We ran the Alliance for a Paving Moratorium, published the Auto Free Times magazine, and did Pedal Power Produce and DePaving, started the band The DePavers. And
is that you and your family?
Well, I had one of my daughters in it. Our little tribe had several people in it at one point or another. We had Have a Global Warming Day on NPR and CNN International. And we have a little anti-road song here, if you're ready for it, if the mics are on.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear about I want to hear all the songs that you want to play.
I don't have the headphones on, so you tell me if it's coming through to Radio Land.
We're up. I think all the Radio Land can hear you.
So fast, isn't it? From a dream I had in a nap. How many roads thank you. our spirits could be killed. Half the forests soon were gone. Climate change had soon begun. How many roads? How many roads? I'm asking you.
Good. I want to stick my thumb out on that road.
Huh. Maybe the road to no roads is paved with good intentions.
Are we questioning reality, or is reality questioning us? That was a quote my friend wanted me to say.
Well,
maybe it was her.
I'll let you answer your own question.
Yeah, I have other songs I know that you're going to do.
Well, do you want to pick up the tambourine?
A free-flow one. Yeah, we could just... What song would that be?
Well, one time I was arrested for riding my bike in a critical mass ride in Humboldt County in 1996 on National Day to Stop Police Brutality in support of the Redwood Forest defenders who were being brutalized by the police and the loggers. So 200 of us traveled down the road, and the cows ran with us alongside in the rain in a stampede. And we were suppressed by the authorities, but jail time that I did on one long weekend and maximum security with no televisions, fortunately, produced some subsequent songs because I was a little irritated and, shall we say, headachy over my freedom being taken away from me from exercising my rights.
Yeah.
And so one of the songs that came out of there is Against the Law. And if you would like to help out with some straight ahead drumming and some Native American chanting, which you may recall is part of it, then
I'll do my level best.
All right.
Jan Lundberg, Coral Reef, live.
Of course, when I'm doing music, it's DePaver Jan.
DePaver Jan and Coral Rock live at Freak Radio, Free Radio 101.3. Here we are.
Indeed.
On the spot.
And just for you, you're going to get a guitar in tune. See, how's this sound? Close enough for rock and roll.
Could be.
One, two, three.
A king's a tree in the middle of the street. We all got no jobs. We're up our work. This ain't no lonely life. And we don't have to cut our hair. Against the law. We're against the the state, because we opened up our minds. There is no time to hesitate. This country is one big jail. The corporations grow past the point we know of offering some jobs. They tell you what to think. Defend your town. We will sing our song. But they still got their roads. This house of cards is one big joke. But run the other way.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's on the DePavers album, Have a Global Warming Day.
I was wondering about, would we be able to get that song out tonight? Would you like to sing that song out tonight?
We just did that song.
Global Warming Day, I mean.
Oh, that one. Oh, sure, we can do that. Let's see.
You should do that.
Aren't you going to help me on the tambourine?
I could help you on the tambourine, but first, I have a phone call. Shall I get it? Free radio. Yes, and we have a live performance going on at the moment. Can you hear it? Now tune in and you'll hear it.
Ask if they could hear the voice in the guitar.
Am I sure we're going out? I don't know. I'll announce that. If there are any other people that... Anyway, thanks for your call, and call back in a few minutes. Jan Lundberg of Jan Lundberg Sailing Transport Network.
The DePavers.
And the DePavers.
Could they hear?
Thanks for calling. What?
Could they hear us?
He said he couldn't hear you in Felton.
Could he hear you and not me?
Well, anyway.
Turn on the mic.
If there's anyone that cannot hear us, don't call.
Are my mics working?
We've recorded you. Here we are. Right. We are recording.
Okay.
What
so
more could there be?
People can hear me then.
Yes.
Do you believe? Okay. I don't know why that... What was the call about anyway? A fan?
He wanted to know who was on tonight.
Oh, splendid. All right. No, we're on.
Global Warming Day, yes. I'm ready to play that one.
Okay, this is the subtle one with the... And then it gets into rock and roll.
The time bomb, yes. Okay.
What?
The time bomb.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, I see. Have a global warming day. Have a global warming day. Have a global warming day. From 1997, we took that to the Kyoto Climate Change Conference of the United Nations and made a bigger statement than all the papers we brought on stopping road building, etc.
Right. You made a bigger statement by that song? Or
I believe so.
Yeah. And how many people heard it? Or it doesn't.
Oh, the multitudes. NPR, CNN, International.
And you shared the stage with some fame people. No, fame people. I don't know.
Well, don't know what you're referring to, but that has happened.
I think
happened.
It was a different part.
That may
time.
Have been a different song in a different city, a different continent, different hemisphere, a different universe.
Different. Yeah, feeble minds. Remember feeble things. I don't know. So I didn't want to mislead us here. We have this other song that we were working on.
Oh, we do, huh?
We've got Freedom Says and that 408.
Well, well, well. So, here's one dedicated to Gypsy, the fallen forest defender in Humboldt County. And it goes like this. Thank you.
forests till they are gone. Cars and fences taking animals down.
Zoe Zephyr, formerly Spring, will be on her album coming out of Europe soon, I hope.
Is that true?
I hope. That's all we can do is hope and be as honest as we can.
And where's Zoe Zephyr right now?
Berlin.
Uh-huh. She grew up in Europe part of the time, huh?
You might say that, but I raised her up in the Redwoods.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And she was in the DePavers for a while.
Oh. Maybe the DePavers will be reunited?
Reconstituted? Yeah, well, when you and I played at the Garden Fair, that was sort of the DePavers.
Yeah. Revisited? Yeah. We were in the grass, I know. I didn't see any pavement. And we
Splendid.
Met a young lady there. Remember that young guitarist? About 14 years old.
She was inspiring, indeed.
Right. Yeah, you have good lyrics.
Oh, thank you.
Good.
Well, some of them
good.
Come from dreams. All the music comes from dreams, pretty much. And actually, the lyrics on that, what came to me was, it was a dream. I had a girlfriend that I wasn't too sure about, but then I had this very clear dream. Freedom says, I'll love you and, you know, from now on. And I thought, wow, that makes a lot of sense. So, you know, that's what happens. The subconscious gives us slightly different statements than the conscious mind.
Sort of like the oceans, your consciousness and your subconscious. The way, the ebb and flow of the ocean coming to the land and going back out. Sort of like, probably a poor comparison, but it's like between people, too. Ebb and flow. Water going out and coming back in. Your mind going out and coming back in.
And so we can do a song that I partially sang to Angela Davis at a packed house in Arcata.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be the last verse that was sung as my public comment. And she responded, that about sums it up.
Hey, hey.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
This 408. this 408. This 408. I'm gonna take a leap and train to the countryside. And I'm jumping off when it's going slow enough to walk out to the riverside. Nature is our home. Won't you come along? I've got the little place where people can be safe from spots over in your shopping malls. We'll sleep out on the land just the way the Indians do.
I like your songs, Jan.
No, thank you,
Deep Haver, Jan.
Yes, yes.
I mean, Jan, tell us how you like to be called all the ways.
It depends on where in the context. Over in Europe, my mom is Jan. In this country, I'm sometimes Jan. But it's basically Jan because people see J-A-N and they think, oh, it's some girl whose full name is Janet or Janice. And that's the way it goes. But there was always Jan and Dean, top-ranked group, of course, and real men, both of them. Now, DePaver Jan is just simply from our band, the DePaver. We had DePaver Tofu, DePaver Spring, DePaver Juniper, and I've certainly done some depaving. Yes, indeed.
Do you explain how you would do it if somebody else wanted to do that?
Well, don't attack a road because it has a deep roadbed, and there's no soil there worth anything. Although, it would be worthwhile to dig some holes and plant some trees that would be useful in there. This would help reduce the urban heat island effect, which is temperature rise from dark surfaces, roads, parking lots, driveways, rooftops. So what you do is pick some easy pavement, like driveway, parking lot, and let's say you see a crack. It's a beautiful sight. Slam that hedge, that sledgehammer down, and you increase the crack. Keep cracking it open, and stick a crowbar down there. Jam it apart. Open it up. Lift it up. Get a shovel. Take that pavement away. You can build a fence nearby with it. A little seating area. So let's see. What are those tools? A sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
The crowbar.
Crowbar.
The shovel.
Shovel.
And there's one other thing I might be forgetting. Well, wheelbarrows are nice.
Wheelbarrows.
Yes, it is not that hard, and it's fun when there's a crowd. And if you got the DePaver's music going in the background, it makes it a little easier. So we need to do that for food gardens.
Right.
The best land is taken up by cities because they're flat, they're near rivers, there's good soil. But in this country especially, we've given over the best land to cars and their asphalt infrastructure, concrete. So for our food security, since we may not be able to bring food from other lands or across this continent forever with oil, and the average piece of food is going 1,500 miles from farm to plate, this is rather unsustainable. So for local food production, depaving is necessary, food not lawns is necessary, community gardens, changing the practice of keeping useful food and nut plants from streets, that must change. So get out there and depave, plant some trees.
Yeah, plant a tree tomorrow.
Or tonight.
Don't delay what you can do tonight, that you can do tomorrow. Delay not. Depave till you rot. No.
Sure.
So what else do you got, NM?
Oh, did you want more music?
Well, either music or you could reflect on some of the activities that you'd like local people to be aware of, such as, or just, you know, talk about what's going on with
absolutely
your personal
Well, I just
affairs.
Got this textbook in the mail, World Energy Crisis, and that is out of Santa Barbara, this company.
Yeah.
And they had me do the chapter on offshore oil drilling.
All right.
And it's for young people. And so mm-hmm. I decided to make it pretty simple, talk about the risks and unsustainability of offshore oil extraction, talked about what happened with BP in the Gulf of Mexico, and that we have peak oil.
Uh-huh.
So we can't really drill our way out of our energy gluttony. And I also made the observation that oil is a certain kind of energy that's quite versatile and flexible, and when very plentiful, had a very high energy yield. And alternative energies don't have such a high energy yield, nor do they have the features that petroleum have, such as liquid fuels, materials, and things like that. So the whole idea of polluting and trying to mechanize and technologize the world for our human fixations may bite us in the ass. It's already started. We've seen Sandy, which was a global warming-powered hurricane in part, ironically tearing up the asphalt and trashing the cars that helped contribute to the very conditions of that disaster.
Right.
Now, the kind of approach that we have at Culture Change is not a technological fix. It is rather lifestyle change and looking at the fundamental issues that have given rise to global warming, mm-hmm. Petrol collapse, overpopulation, and ecological degradation, and worst of all for many is the lack of community, when we can be separate, isolated consumers, alienated doing our consuming, neglecting our families, not even knowing our neighbors. This is something which will definitely hurt us when it comes time for getting our local communities and local economies together. So we really should be living the future now and not waiting until it's time to harvest that which we did not plant, because we did not depave, we did not get rid of the lawns in favor of food gardens, and we permitted beautiful school playing yards to be turned into AstroTurf plastic rugs. This is one of the most egregious sins done against Mother Ocean, because we have a National Marine Sanctuary out there in Monterey Bay. But what happens here on land? We're running around in all these cars. There's the poison runoff from the liquids associated with cars. And we have this plastic AstroTurf off-gassing and polluting. So when it rains, this just washes right into the bay. And it's basically a petroleum scam, because it's not like we need to do this. Some claims are made that it saves water, but really it is impossible to maintain very long, and after a while this rotten old pavement, plastic carpet, the AstroTurf, won't be able to be replaced.
How's that?
Well, because petroleum won't last forever. It's very costly. It's all been subsidized. So you take the Brancaforte Middle School, for example. Their mascot is the bee. But what did they do? They spent months bulldozing and destroying the playground. The bees lost their habitat. And so we protested. We pointed out the errors of this. But it simply was allowed to go ahead. It was very questionable, a very bad idea. And we're just going to see more of this short-sighted petroleum dependence and scams to spew the oil around the land with asphalt and AstroTurf until we just don't have it anymore. And that's going to be a good day. We don't want to substitute for that and try to find alternatives, because nature is the only reality.
Could you say that last thing again?
Nature is the only reality. And more on this and the issue of AstroTurfing is on a recent essay called The Beauty of Nature Versus the Human Fixation that I wrote on culturechange.org and is on a few other websites.
If nature's the only solution, what if nature is out of control? What solution will we use from nature?
If nature is out of control?
Well,
I think modern humanity has been out of control.
No, nature is in charge, so.
Right.
Yeah.
And ultimately, we have to accept that. The sooner the better.
Else more superstorms.
Oh, yeah, that's in the pipeline. That's in the hopper. That can't be avoided. What we see in the effects of global warming today was generated decades ago by the greenhouse gas emissions of decades ago. So what we're doing now, which is more emissions than before, will show up in a few decades. That's something people conveniently forget.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So our generations following, like our grandkids, nephews, nieces, and all those people that we haven't even met yet. Or, if they even get born, do you think that we have the other host of free radio of the Tangerine Dream Team show here in the studio now? Do you have a question for Jan? Jan?
Where's
Jan?
Oh,
here, use this one. Just read them.
yet another visitor. You don't have an on-air sign blinking out there, do you?
No.
Well, we could put a homemade one and tape it up there.
Yeah.
But the more the merrier.
Yeah,
maybe,
we're getting
maybe this
involved.
Will be a bass player. If they're not a bass player, they can't come in.
All right, well, that solves that. So, as we were saying...
I notice this is highly regulated and tightly managed for precision and a great deal
high
of
security,
hierarchy.
NSA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking of something much lower tech than that. In the same vein of what we've been discussing, there is a subversive song called Almar.
Almar.
If you'd like
and
to hear it.
And then you can lead out the show with Nature's Way after that.
Oh, by and, spirit.
And
I think
repeat,
I can wing that.
And repeat again how people can find you locally.
Oh, please check out the website. You got to go on a polluting computer and find culturechange.org and also Sail Transport Network.
How about phone numbers?
Well, 215-243-3144. And that's also a fax. 215-243-3144.
Hey, the peanut gallery is getting too loud, and
if
I'm going to have to
that
shut the
while
door.
While I start playing, that will work out.
So you've been listening to Jan in Lundberg, and here he is again on my show, Tangerine Dream Team. Thank you. Very nice. I've enjoyed having you tonight, and I hope all of you have taken note of everything that we've been talking about. So
there'll be a quiz
keep
tomorrow.
In touch. You can contact Jan or myself, Coral Reef. My email is coralreef887@yahoo.com. Always at Freak Radio, too, at frsc@freakradio.org.
Here's a new theme song.
Yeah.
And we have a book I wrote, if anyone's interested.
It's a book you wrote?
Songs of Petroleum. You can check it out on culturechange.org.
And they could get that soon, huh? Somewhere.
Sure. Order through any bookstore or even the evil Amazon.com.
All right. Great. If you'd like to play anything else, I'll say au revoir and I'll be the same. And thank you very much. Donka Shane, too.
Well, thanks. Thanks for helping out on tambourine, and I'll
sailing is always fun with you.
Yes. I'll have to do that again. We'll have to get more people out in the water, and they can actually get from Santa Cruz to Monterey on a monohull sailboat faster than taking the buses.
Yeah.
If the wind's blowing.
I believe that.
Well, thank you
Jan
for having
Lundberg,
me.
Jan Lundberg, thanks.
Thank you. And have a global warming day.
Same to everyone. All right. Yeah, well, that about wraps up the Tangerine Dream Team part of this show. Next will be Free the Land with Freedom and the two new DJs coming in. So stay tuned. Following will be the Small World Radio program that's on approximately at 9 every Tuesday night. Small World Radio. So stay tuned. We'll have some music and other goodies. 101.3 FM. Remember, send us any kind of love note, especially in the form of green, to P.O. Box 7811, Santa Cruz, Santa Cruz, California, 95060, I believe. You can also PayPal us at freakradio.org. Go to the site and keep your radio locked to 101.3.